I am loving the all-new dual camera system with ultra-wide on iPhone 11.
You know what I love, Sprintern?
That you can get the amazing iPhone 11 for $0 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6S or newer?
In any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
So, switch today.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month after $29.17 a month. Credit applied in 2 bills. Requires unlocked trade-in. 18-month lease. New line of service and approved credit. If you cancel early, remain amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
And the guy looked at me like, who are you? And I was like, oh, well, you know, Chris invited me. And they're like, oh, okay. So then I go in, I put my beer down, the people introduce themselves to me. But the house number was exactly the same. So I go in and I sit down, and these people are very nice. I'm sitting there for about 5 minutes, and I'm like, this just seems wrong. So I text Tanny. I'm like, am I at the right place? I cut my losses, I get in my car, and I go the next block over to Tanny's.
If you know someone who told you a story of a man just showing up to their Super Bowl party, please find those people. We need to talk.
I'm looking at this random guy just walking up my driveway. My little six-year-old daughter runs up to him. Hi, how are you? And he's like, hi, I'm Rick.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a Radio.com sports station.
Hey, we'd like to know, where do you radio.com?
And at the gym on my phone.
On my phone when I'm commuting from home to work on the bus.
Usually in my car on the way to work because I have a long commute. And then on the way home from work as well.
Hundreds of stations. Thousands of podcasts.
I can always find something I want to hear.
There are so many unique music channels.
Radio.com is live, local, and original. The radio.com app is free. Get it today so you can radio.com your way.
I love radio.com.
New spring styles are here at Old Navy. Get there today for up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans for the family. Tops start at just $8. That's right, just $8. Hurry in for up to 50% off the looks you want now, like fresh new denim in the season's best colors. Get up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans, plus save even more when you redeem your super cash now through Sunday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 222 to 31, select styles only.
It's a good time to be a doer, and it's a good time to join the Home Depot. Now hiring. No home improvement experience? No problem. They'll train you. Apply at homedepot.com/careers or text jobs to 52270. Message and data rates apply. The Home Depot is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Wolves host Curtis McKenzie bobblehead night presented by My50 Chicago, Saturday the 14th of March at Allstate Arena. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! That's all I got.
Molly and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, we appreciate that. Dustin, thank you for a great week, pal.
He's weak and he's ineffective.
Weak. Great week. And
effective.
And, yes. And Kevin, thank you for being yourself most of the time.
A little wise guy. He's a little wise guy.
He's our guy. He's a Kempo. And Ray, I don't even know if one man can speak to all that you offer the world. I was it the Buddhists who believe that there are 500 men behind the scenes doing the best for humanity? Ray is that guy to us.
a beautiful dog, a talented dog.
One of the 500. And now we welcome in Connor McKnight and Cole Wright. Cole, God bless you. Great seeing
welcome,
you.
Welcome, Cole.
We've talked to you on the air, but we haven't talked to you in studio. So
absolutely.
It's good to see you, and you know, a lot of people calling.
And I think it's very kind for you to show up to answer all the marquee questions today.
Nice and early, huh?
It's the first hour of the show for us.
Exactly.
A lot of YouTube TV people upset with Sinclair.
Wow.
Deal with that. Were you out in Arizona? Are you going out to Arizona?
I was out in Arizona. I was out there last week. You know, was able to take in all the sights and sounds and everything. Was able to get up with Kyle Schwarber and Ryan Dempster and all the guys and everything. We had a great time down there, and we put some things together for the launch of the network. And it was, like I said, a good time for everybody. And I mean, I'm hoping I can get back down there again before the first game of the season. But we'll just see about it.
Obviously, we've been talking a lot about marquee in terms of the access, and you can't control that. But the things that you can contribute to and control, what's been the feedback like about the content? Because from everybody, the thing that we've heard has been like, I want more of this.
It's been unbelievable. I mean, from everything that I've seen and everything I'm sure that you guys have seen, I mean, it just looks so crisp. Everything that's been rolled out so far, it just looks second to none. And I think that's a testament to everybody that's on board there. I think there's people that have come from all over the country to come start this network up, and everything that everyone's had to offer so far has been great. Like I said, it's so crisp. Everything has been so streamlined, and I think we're going to have a lot of great content that everyone's going to really enjoy this year.
And that's the thing that David doesn't have it yet, but what jumps out to me is the content. The accessibility is unbelievable.
Did you see the Ernie Banks documentary?
Yes, that was great.
Second to none.
No question.
Rub it in.
Yeah. David, you've seen that.
Just rub it in.
Oh, no. He hasn't seen it.
No.
Still waiting. Want to.
Well, you have to drop
Connor.
You got to,
I gotta make the change.
We've been wanting to talk to you about it.
I'm worried about you.
I got to make the change.
You can't get Yes Network anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'm a YouTube TV subscriber, so I got to go home this afternoon. Right when Cole and I are done, I'm going home. I got to cancel that and figure out how my next steps are going to work.
So what are the options?
Hulu Plus?
Probably go with Hulu Plus and go that way. Although if I go with Hulu Plus, I lose MLB Network, and I think I lose NBA TV as well.
Hold on.
You get the At-Bat app, though, can't you?
I got to get the At-Bat. So my brother and I split.
Life without the MLB Network for you would be a major concession.
It won't happen.
Major problem.
I'm going to find some workarounds. Okay. I'm going to call Dennis. I'm going to let him know that I need some help. Going to get a VPN set up.
You got a guy.
Go that route. That's how I'm going to work it. But at the end of the day, that's what this is about, right? I mean, what we've learned through all of this with either the Dodgers or NESN or the Yes Network or Marquee, what we've learned is that baseball fans want their baseball content. And they want it every way they can find it. They want it any way they can find it. And I think it's an interesting, dynamic when we get to baseball, because for years we've been told, the game's dying. And it doesn't have young fans. And it doesn't, but what we're finding is that regardless of the age of the fan, regardless of whether or not that fan is getting younger or they're hooking themselves into that demographic either, what exists wants their content and will go find it. I find that interesting when we talk so much about how we're accessing this, how we're watching this, all the kind of hand-wringing stuff that we're doing before March 26th. The root of this is people want to watch the baseball already.
Especially when the content is actual games.
Yeah.
It's different when it's in the NFL or even the NBA or even the NHL, because a lot of content goes hand in hand with the games, as opposed to the content being the physical game that's out there on the field. I mean, there's 162 of them as opposed to 16, potentially 17 coming down the pipe. But there's shows that are almost like a dance that go right along with it. But when it's baseball, you want to see those games.
So in your role, you're going to be in studio, you're going to be dealing with a lot, you're going to be navigating a lot of traffic. Who's the host, or who's the analyst that's going to be in there with you that you kind of like, he's the wild card. He's the guy that I'm going to have a hard time.
I don't have a hard time with anybody. I think it's going to be a good time.
You got to watch that police sack guy.
Yeah, I think everyone knows their way around.
Get a horse off him.
Exactly. I think everybody, they know their way around a highlight in a studio, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think, Ryan Dempster is going to be fun because, we'll have him on a little bit later in the show. And I just think that he knows how to get things done. I mean, he's been over at MLB Network now for a while, and he likes to have fun. He's a funny guy, and I just think his baseball knowledge will be a 15-year veteran, or is it 16-year? I think anytime you've been in the league for that long and you have that thick player's card, and if you guys have seen him, the gold entrance for you and someone else for life.
Wow.
When you have one of those,
I go to every game.
Have you seen one of those?
Yeah, I have.
Is that for every casino in Vegas?
Something like that.
The only player card I've seen.
It says, I'm Ryan Dempster, and there are no lines for me.
Wow.
No lines anywhere.
That's awesome.
Don't exist. I, you know, excited as I am to watch Cole on the Marquee Network and everything, I can't wait to watch Lou Piniella. I don't know what
I'm looking forward to that too.
I don't know what he's going to say.
He looks like a million. Have you seen him?
He looks great.
It's incredible.
Oh my God.
Came down to Arizona, coming from Florida. I mean, he was fresh, and he had a lot of bounce in his step, and he had a nice tan. He was ready to go, and he was just ready to talk baseball. And just being around him, it's like I was like a sponge. Yeah.
Is there a round table coming up with him and
Grace and Mark Grace and Chris Myers is he moderates that. No, it's going to be really good. I mean, I think you guys are really going to want to watch that.
Any thought to bring Sammy in for a tryout or a?
I mean, it's
like just making a joke.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, there's always options that are out there, and I think there's people that are synonymous with the franchise,
right?
I don't think it's a completely out of the question, but
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's out of the question.
We don't want to put the cart before the horse right
now.
There
you go.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a couple of ex-Cubs that I like. I like to see Greg Maddux involved in some of the stuff.
Oh my God.
Down the line, there's some big fish out there to have in for whether it's a round table or whether it's just like a one game kind of thing.
Chris Bryant. He's not an ex-Cub yet.
So. Oh wow, you are awful.
Guys,
what is this?
No, I'm just saying. You mentioned Greg Maddux. My mind went to Chris Bryant. They regretted trading Greg Maddux.
Okay, so they were letting
him
go.
You're thinking about that old segment where Greg Maddux was the groundskeeper throwing batting practice to Chris
Bryant,
right?
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, that was fantastic.
How fantastic was that?
That was the greatest.
I think Chris knew earlier than they let on in the video, but there's definitely one reaction shot where he turns to the camera guy or whatever it is and goes, "This guy's got a hell of a breaking ball."
Yeah.
And you can tell that, like, in that moment, he's like, "I'm getting hosed right now. Like, and this doesn't happen." Like,
why does the shaggy groundskeeper have such a dirty changeup?
Cole, I know you're only out there for a week, but obviously the big thing is the access to the players.
Sure.
Did you get a sense of how receptive the Cubs players, who have now been there for a while, a lot of the core guys, a lot of the guys who are interesting enough to want to be, mic'd up or to have access to, how are they handling all this?
I think they're pretty cool with it. That's the one thing, is that, the access that we do have is second to none. There's cameras out there, there's microphones and guys' gloves. And like I said, like the cameras that'll be like right out in front of Javi in the infield that'll be in place there. I think it's going to give fans, just a different look. And the games that we've had, I mean, our cameras, normally when you look at spring training games, there's three different camera angles?
Maybe.
Yeah. But I think we have at least 14 cameras out there. There's highs, there's lows, the jib operators, they're catching every single, tight shot and getting everything as it should be. They're already in midseason form. So I think what you've seen, the product that's out there for everyone who's been able to watch it so far,
it's great.
I think it's been
phenomenal.
It's been super.
It is absolutely unbelievable. And because of the gravitas of some of those players, they're able to deal with current players. It's a different, they're part of the club together. You know what I mean? Yep. There's just a different vibe going on with it. It's really kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's great. It's been really good.
Especially with a guy like Rick Sutcliffe, the way he just walks around and all the other players that kind of gravitate towards him. He's out there, he's still throwing batting practice, and he still has that edge. He's out there, he says, it's tough for him to throw batting practice because he's trying to get these guys out.
Kid music.
And you like that. Yeah. See, when you hear that competitor in him and that fire still burns, like that's what you want to see around the organization and around the network.
Do you have to wear a baseball uniform when you go out there? Because that's the one thing that kind of drives me crazy. Why does everybody have to wear a uniform?
Well,
exactly.
It's strange, right?
It's just weird to me.
It was Lou Piniella. So my first work covering the Cubs was Lou Piniella as the manager here at the Score. I'm walking around thinking, Lou's got to wear a uniform. Like, what's the sense in this?
Well, you're not
this old man.
By the rules of baseball, if you go and look through the extensive rule book that there is, you're not allowed on the field
unless you have a full uniform.
Remember when Terry Francona had just the V-neck on and did not have a jersey, and he got popped again,
right?
And he had to go back in the clubhouse and go back and get a jersey on because by the letter of the law, you're not allowed on the field to make a pitching change.
It's crazy.
So I'm covering a White Sox-Tigers game a couple years ago, and Jim Leland's managing the Tigers. And we're in there talking to him. That's my assignment.
Just hammering darts in the tunnel.
Absolutely, doing the whole thing. Everything Jim Leland does. He's got a pack of smokes right there
on his desk. Yeah, chain smoking. Yeah.
He's got his feet up with his long underwear on, right? And all these beat writers would gather around asking if somebody's hurt or something like that, Verlander. And they're just like tentatively asking questions. Jim, what do you think Justin's going to pitch today? And just kind of waiting for him to... So he gets up and he's done with this thing and he starts walking out in his long underwear down the tunnel into the visitor's dugout and sits there and watches his team take infield and BP at the top step of the dugout in long, long underwear. Because he's Jim Leland and you're not.
Yeah.
And he walks back in and says, oh, I got to put my pants back.
Yeah. Could you imagine if Matt Nagy had to wear a uniform? He's on the, on the sideline. He had to wear like a kicker's helmet.
Well, remember.
He wears a visor.
Yeah,
that's not enough fashion choice.
Remember when Mike Nolan wanted to wear a suit to honor his father and they wouldn't let him? No, you got to wear, like, we want you in a.
Right.
And well, some gear we can sell.
They compromised at some point, right? They gave him like an NFL-issued suit, and the lining was Niner stuff, I thought.
Oh, it was like Romo just... with the eye on his jacket, and Romo and Nance with those CBS jackets.
Right.
They know who they work for.
I was covering a Cub game, I don't know, 100 years ago when Maddox was back. So when remember when he left and then he came back? And he pitched a gem of a game. And, you know, you're standing there in the locker room or the clubhouse, and they have, like, SportsCenter on, and they're teasing a great performance by Maddox. He's turned back the clock or something. And you look over, and there's Maddox watching this coverage of himself after he just pitched a game. And I was like, what would that be like? Can you imagine being him?
Was he wearing the starter jacket that he used to run the bases in while he was watching that one? I feel like he was the last of a dying breed when it came to guys that put on the jacket to actually run the bases.
Absolutely was.
I mean, it's kind of unnecessary.
Yeah.
Right? Is it, though? Like, right. Hold on a second. Yeah. Let me stay a little bit extra warm while I'm running the bases here. Yeah. Like,
look at me. I'm a pitcher.
Don't want to cool off.
Exactly.
What have you today?
Oh, we got lots to do today. Cole Wright is in for Dan, so we're going to talk a little bit of football. Cole, obviously, formerly at the NFL Network. We're handling that pretty well. A lot of Bears conversation, whether it's Austin Hooper or a quarterback. We're going to talk about that. Matt Miller at 10 o'clock. We're going to talk NFL Combine there. As Cole mentioned, Ryan Dempster's on the show at 10:20. And then Bobby Jenks, former White Sox closer, is in studio.
Big man.
At 11. So we're just going to hang.
Bobby Jenks.
We're just going to hang with Bobby Jenks.
Are you going to call him in?
Ozzy? I want the big guy.
He has to get warmed up.
Give me the bigger guy.
Great. What a story. Awesome. Have a good show, guys.
All right, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Today, from noon to 2, join the Scores Hub Arkish and Olin Krutz for a live broadcast at the Chicago Golf Show. The 37th annual Chicago Golf Show presented by French Lick Resort through Sunday. Free golf, free lessons, free deals, awesome travel destinations, and more.
Paul, I am loving the all-new dual camera system with ultra-wide on iPhone 11.
You know what I love, Sprintern?
That you can get the amazing iPhone 11 for $0 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6S or newer?
In any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
So, switch today.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month after $29.17 a month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires unlocked trade-in. 18-month lease. New line of service and approved credit. If you cancel early, remain amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a good time to be a doer, and it's a good time to join the Home Depot. Now hiring. No home improvement experience? No problem. They'll train you. Apply at homedepot.com/careers or text jobs to 52270. Message and data rates apply. The Home Depot is an equal opportunity employer.
New spring styles are here at Old Navy. Get there today for up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans for the family. Tops start at just $8. That's right, just $8. Hurry in for up to 50% off the looks you want now, like fresh new denim in the season's best colors. Get up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans, plus save even more when you redeem your super cash now through Sunday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 2/22 to 3/1, select styles only.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse!
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart Online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
I had no tangible evidence that my dad killed anyone.
What April Bellaccio did have was a feeling.
Let me ask you, how many people do you know that have been murdered?
None.
Well, everywhere I went. People that we knew or associated with were being murdered.
I'm Josh Dean. For the last 3 years, I've been following April, trying to make sense of what her father did and what else he may have done.
We know for a fact that they're both here and they're both there.
Well, nearly identical murders.
Nearly identical murders occur.
And he still had his arm raised like he never lowered the gun.
It's a true crime story that's also about our obsession with true crime and the mythic monsters we create.
I believe that my dad was consumed with the Zodiac, but I can look you in the eye and tell you he did not kill JonBenet.
I know, nobody likes that one.
The Clearing, from Pineapple Street Media, in association with Gimlet.
The Clearing is available now for free on the radio.com app.
Hey, Scoreheads, big news. Now you can pause and rewind live Score Radio on the radio.com app.
Just download the latest radio.com app update and enjoy pausing and rewinding the score live.
You can catch all the stupid stuff we say. And for the first time ever in local broadcast radio, enjoy your favorite score shows on demand and on the go.
It's fast and easy DVR-style controls for live radio. Update your radio.com app now to get in on this hot new technology.
Download the radio.com app update now to pause and rewind live Score Radio.
I had no tangible evidence that my dad killed anyone.
What April Bellaccio did have was a feeling.
Let me ask you, how many people do you know that have been murdered?
None.
Well, everywhere I went. People that we knew or associated with were being murdered, and my dad talked about it or got involved in it.
We try to make sense of April's past. The Clearing, from Pineapple Street Media, in association with Gimlet.
Listen to The Clearing now, for free. On the radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
And Casper.
This feels like kind of the last big opportunity for this particular group with this core, and I think they want to see what it can do under a new manager, under new leadership. That's where you take a big picture look at where this team is and whether adding will really get you to where you want to be versus, you know, we're in a pretty expensive roster, and we may need to change the paradigm here a little bit, something that wasn't really done roster-wise over the winter, which was anticipated. So I don't think it's as much about the first 10 games or anything like that, but you know, you don't want to be well under 500 going into June, which I don't anticipate, but just giving yourself an opportunity.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Welcome in. It is the Bernstein and McKnight Show here on 670 The Score. I'm Connor. Dan is out. Cole Wright of the Marquee Network is in. Morning, Cole. What's up, my man?
What's going on, man?
Good to have you on the show.
Glad to
Pleasure
be here.
To have you here in town, and real nice to see you on the network. I know a lot of people are excited about the product, the Cubs, this coming year. We certainly are, and a lot of people excited about getting the product as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a lot of football today because Cole, formerly of the NFL Network, the man knows his stuff. We're going to talk a lot of baseball today as well. We want you involved with the show, and you can do that same way as always. Twitter.com is Bernstein_MCK. You can email the show, Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Lots to do on the show. Matt Miller, NFL Draft Scout, going to join us at 10 o'clock. A lot of people made some money running 40-yard dashes at the Combine
the
last day or so. A lot of people made some money throwing passes and some conversation, too, as it regards the Bears. Could be they're already eyeing up a top-tier free agent to perhaps fix some things. It just might not be at the position you and I might want it to be at.
Especially when you're seeing some of these 40 times that are coming out.
Oh, man, tell you what.
That agent, that free agent they may be eyeing is, I don't know if he's as fleet of foot as some of these youngsters coming out.
We'll get to the name and how he may hurt, may help the Bears in a little
bit. Right?
That's what we call the business.
That's right.
Yeah, same for radio, same for TV. Yep. That's the tease there. 10:20, Ryan Dempster of Marquee Sports is going to join us. We will talk hockey and whatever else we want with Ryan Dempster. I suppose we could talk anything with Dempster.
You think we can squeeze a Harry Carey impression out of him?
How to wear plaid jackets. I think that's going to be our conversation with Ryan. And then this is fun. I'm really looking forward to this. I know our producer, Jay Zawoski, has been working on this for a little while, so here's the payoff. Bobby Jenks, former White Sox closer, is going to join us in studio at 11 o'clock. Dan and I were doing the show a handful of weeks ago when Bobby's piece on the Players Tribune came out. And we were live on air as it was happening.
Yep.
And somebody had sent it to me on Twitter, and I saw it and started reading it. And we just kind of stopped the show, and I was like, everybody has to hear this. I just read the first couple paragraphs of Bobby Jenks' piece on the Players Tribune. It's unbelievable. It's what he has been through, what he has put himself through.
Sure.
It's just an incredible story. He's an interesting guy. We're going to talk with him at 11 o'clock. Looking forward to that. We got stuff for you as well. We got a pair of tickets to see the Bulls take on Dallas March 2nd. It's courtesy of us at The Score, the official radio home of the Bulls. And one pair of tickets to see Steve Martin and Martin Short's funniest show in town at the moment. Mm. That's live at Huntington Bank Pavilion on September 12th. You can download the radio.com app. And that helps you stream The Score on your mobile devices. You can also video stream. You can say hi to me and Cole and Dan, too. We miss Dan today, but he's recovering.
Keep it.
He's recovering. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook, where you can like the 670 The Score page. So Cole is in, Dan is out, and the Bears are the story. We're going to talk baseball, of course. We'll talk about the Cubs for sure in spring training, everything going on here. But what I had seen, and this kind of news shaking around, we'll get to the quarterback situation in a moment and what it may or may not look like here. But the news is Jason Leisure has this. A number of other places have it. Leisure of the Sun-Times is where I saw it first. Austin Hooper is apparently a Bears target in free agency. Tight end, 25 years old, formerly of the Falcons, had put up some pretty good numbers in the last season. An MCL sprain was the injury scare for him last year. Not a whole bunch of starts, but a good number of production. The issue is, for Austin Hooper, and for what the Bears have and don't have, is the price tag, of course. I mean, that's what we deal with in free agency. And if you make Austin Hooper, if somebody makes Austin Hooper one of the highest paid tight ends in the NFL for what he was able to provide, then you start to wonder about your ability to make changes in other positions to help out the rest of an offense that was dismal last season, 29th in the NFL in most every category.
Yeah, I mean, just think about how that hits your ear, though. Austin Hooper being one of the highest paid tight ends in all the National Football League. I mean, is Austin Hooper in the same conversation with a Zach Ertz, with a Travis Kelce, with a George Kittle? I don't think so.
Probably not.
I mean, you look at the numbers, absolutely not. I mean, his numbers, they've escalated over the last, 3 years, but they still haven't escalated to where those other guys that I just talked about, where their numbers are at. So for him to be one of the highest paid in the game, I mean, that seems like it would be fiscally irresponsible. And, I'm not trying to get into anybody's pocketbooks right now, but When you're looking at the position, you have to see, is there going to be a return on investment? If you put all this money into him, is he going to be a 1,000-yard kind of guy who can catch 10 touchdowns? We haven't seen that. Does he have that potential? I don't know. And especially when you start getting banged up, and when you look at, and not to take away from anyone's, how much effort they put in when they're out there physically training.
Sure.
But he just doesn't look like the other guys. And you can never judge a guy on his physical appearance. However, In the National Football League, sometimes that helps. I mean, that's what we're talking about right now, the combine. When you look at the combine, that's what it is. I mean, every once in a while, a guy slips through 199th and wins 6 Super Bowls, who doesn't look great when he's in his boxer briefs. But that's how guys are judged more times than not.
You know, for me, the reports of this, I think you're right. Like, free agency, you're going to overspend for just about anybody you're going to go find, right? The Bears had to say goodbye to Adrian Amos last year. He goes and makes $10 million a year with the Green Bay Packers and has a really nice season, right? Sure. Took the ball away at a clip that he'd never done here in Chicago. So there's production there, but there's probably an overpay. I don't think free agency is where you're going to find your solid deal. But what's at the root of this report for me is, once you get past some of the posturing and you understand that agents are going to put names out there and guys want to be spoken about, guys want to be front and center when it comes to these headlines because that translates to money for them. Mm-hmm. Once you get through some of that stuff, what's happening here is somebody clearly has a design to link the Bears to players that can make the offense better by propping up the quarterback position. And philosophically, You know, I'm a guy who's not, I'm not there on Mitch Trubisky. I don't think that the best case scenario for him is becoming a franchise quarterback. I don't think a likely scenario for him is becoming the franchise quarterback that he should have, that the Bears wanted him to be, drafting him at second overall. I think what's maybe possible is NFL average kind of play. And if you do that by supporting him with a lot of other priced talent in and around the offense, is that efficient? Is that, does that get you where you want to go? Does that get Matt Nagy where he wants to go with that offense?
It's almost like, you know, loading up a package with, you know, a bunch of nice stuff on the inside. You know, you try to put complimentary pieces around it, but mm-hmm. it's the wrapping is terrible. And not to say that Mitch Trubisky is terrible, because he still has to grow as a quarterback. However, when you see his plan of attack when it comes to winning football games, 8-8, you know, for a team that's in the third largest media market in the nation, like, I feel like that's somewhat of a problem. Now, I know he's made a Pro Bowl, and he's the first Pro Bowler as a Chicago Bear since Jim McMahon back in 86, I believe.
No doubt. Oh,
you know, so he does have that feather in his cap, but you like to see him take steps forward. You don't want to see them just try to put all these auxiliary pieces around him to try to improve his play. You want to see him improve his play and make those other guys better. That's what you want to see from a franchise quarterback, and I just don't think we've ever really seen that being here in Chicago. And being a native Chicagoan, it's tough to see when other teams have all these quarterbacks who play at such a high level. And I feel like now we're not necessarily a golden age of quarterbacks, but there's a lot of good quarterbacks out there right now.
I feel as close to a golden age of quarterbacks as I've ever felt.
There's some pretty good ones. There's some pretty good ones, and you would like to see, you know, the quarterback of your team put up some of those numbers and be included in that batch.
Sure.
I don't think right now, and I think if you were to go to Mitchell Trubisky and if you were to ask him personally, I think if he's a true winner and a competitor, as I would assume that he is, I would think he would say that I'm not in the same category as a Patrick Mahomes, as a Deshaun Watson, as a Russell Wilson, as a Dak Prescott, as even some of the other guys. I mean, even like, you know, some of the older guys, even like a Matt Ryan. You know, we're talking about Austin Hooper and what they're able to do, and Mitchell Trubisky can't do what Matt Ryan can do, even in the sunset of his career.
Cole Wright is in for Dan. That's the voice you're hearing there. He of the Marquee Network, formerly NFL Network as well. So we get to talk a little football. We get to talk a little baseball this morning. I guess the question is 312-644-6767. That's the phone number. You text as well, 67011. The text zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. It's a philosophical question, right? It's, are you as a Bears fan happy with the reported approach the Bears may take here in free agency and leading up to 2020 and through the draft, whether or not you can prop up the quarterback position, whether you can, well, let's be specific about it, whether you can prop up Mitch Trubisky with better weapons around him, knowing that if you're spending that money on tight end, if you're spending one of those draft picks on tight end, if you're spending one of those draft picks on maybe one of the wide receivers in a very deep class, I'm talking maybe in that fourth or fifth round perhaps, then you know that the offensive line is largely what it was last season.
Sure.
With Leno and Massey and Whitehair and Daniels and, you know, insert your right guard here, mm-hmm. I guess. But knowing that you can't change those pieces, are weapons what's going to change the Bears' offense? And to me, you know, this is where I keep looking over and over again at their willingness to bring in a quarterback that's paid commensurate with the ability to beat out Mitch for the number one job. I cannot shake the idea that QB2 with the potential to be QB1 is the most important thing for the Bears this offseason, despite the way Ryan Pace, despite the way Matt Nagy kind of pushed some of that conversation to the side with their interviews at the Combine on Tuesday.
Well, what if there's a quarterback that's available when the Bears, you know, have a pick on the board and it's fairly early? What do you think if like we were talking earlier before we came on, what about Jalen Hurts?
You know,
Everyone's like, well, I don't know, Jalen. I mean, you've even had questions about Jalen Hurts. Well, would you want to play wide receiver? It's like, we saw that with Lamar Jackson. I feel that when it comes to a more evolved quarterback coming out of college, I know that Lamar Jackson won the Heisman, but I feel like Jalen Hurts is just a little more evolved when it comes to throwing the football, when it comes to, I mean, he's not as dynamic at running the football. But I feel like Jalen Hurts will be a guy that you can fit in. And once he has a year or two under his belt, you're like, wow, he really brings something to the table. And maybe he could fit in here. I don't know. And I feel like if you were to bring him in, I think that Mitch would say, well, you know what? I better get it together, or else, you know, my days of being the starting quarterback here for this team are numbered.
I think he's got to feel that already.
You would think. I hope he's right now. He's somewhere training and training his tail off and getting after it and getting ready, you know, to dominate this season. Hopefully that's the case.
I'm sure that's all he does. You know what I mean?
I would like to think so.
It's that and hydration. You know, those are his two passions.
Yep.
Training for football and make sure he's hydrated.
Safety first. Then teamwork.
Right? You can't afford a cramp or anything like that.
It's lizards. But alligators freaking out on TV.
What is going on? Animals on live TV. You've done a lot of live TV, man.
You've sat in front of a lot of desks. There's a guy handling an alligator.
Have you ever done the situation where here's a live animal on the NFL Network and Steve Mariucci's like, yeah, this is great. We're all going to hang out and do this.
Never. I mean, I feel like live animals and Mooch in the same sentence and in the same room, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
So the reason I bring up Mariucci is because, you know, you and I were looking at this morning, and actually Rick brought it up too. You know, he had Jalen Hurts on the NFL Network.
Yep.
I think, you know, we talk about guys who made money at the combine just with, you know, their presence, with their interviews, with their football brains on display too, right? I mean, it's not just the physical traits, but we talk about the mental side of the game. And if Matt Nagy is a guy who is more than willing in both his postseason press conference and just a couple of days ago saying, mastering coverages for Mitch is my next request of him. This is what has to be next. You look at a guy who's played incredibly meaningful football at Alabama, gets
benched in the national championship game for the guy who's the next darling and hero.
Oh, he's the second coming.
Tua was so much better than Jalen Hurts.
We walked on water for 2 years in Tuscaloosa. I mean, that's for sure.
No disrespect to Tua, but Jalen Hurts was pretty good.
And then he goes to apprentice under Lincoln Riley.
Absolutely.
And you figure, okay, if you're looking for something, you want to take a swing here.
And gets them to the Final Four too. Oh, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah,
in a league that won't play defense, in a defense that refused to even look at the word defense and think
also
about playing.
Also a Heisman candidate.
I like the idea of taking a big swing here at quarterback. I like the idea of the Bears having the willingness to admit something that they need to move on from, or at least need to provide a meaningful amount of competition against. Yeah. And I hope Ryan Pace lied to everybody on Tuesday. I keep coming back to it, whether it's because of what Jalen Hurts is doing at the combine, whether it's because of all these rumors that connect the Bears to a veteran quarterback and a willingness to bring in competition. You just have to hope that the GM of the team was ready and willingly lying to you about his position, about the quarterback. And I don't know if that makes people feel good.
Is it a case of what lose the battle so you can win the war?
I think it has to be.
I think right now you almost need to wave the white flag unless Mitch shows you something that really jumps off the page and really makes you think, okay, he's taken that next step and he's done everything that you would ask of a starting quarterback, a successful starting quarterback in the National Football League. I mean, I think there's boxes that you need to check. And once it gets past a certain point and those boxes haven't been checked and they continue to just seems something that is not on the resume yet. I think that's the biggest problem. I think that's what we're seeing from Mitch, and I think that it's really not a knock on him, because last time I looked, playing quarterback in the National Football League, it's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's of course not.
I mean, everyone's sitting there like, oh, this guy, that, and the other. It's like, oh, I mean, most people can't throw a football 15 yards.
No. It's like Ron Washington in Moneyball. It's incredibly hard. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it's really difficult to do. He's Cole Wright of Marquee Network, formerly of NFL Network. He's in for Dan this morning. It's Bernstein and McKnight Show. The Chicago Wolves host Esports Night on Saturday, March 14th at Allstate Arena. Play the latest games and challenge yourself against other esports experts. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The bottom of the hour, of course, brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Lot of show to get to today. Ryan Dempster is going to join us at 10:20. His compatriot at the Marquee Network, Bobby Jenks, is in studio at 11 o'clock. Coming up at 10, Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter. He of Bleacher Report. He's our guy at the combine. He understands the scouting reports on these fellas. We're going to look through some of the guys who put down ridiculous 40 times and bump themselves up.
We're going to find out what he's been eating in Indy too.
It's been nothing good. I guarantee. Honestly, the question is on Matt Miller. It's not what have you been eating. It's have you just been, you know, has it been a liquid diet for Matt down in India?
Wow.
We're going to have to talk about it with him. We got to make
smoothies.
Sure he's...
Smoothies. Smoothies, of course. Kale.
Smoothie King.
Right.
That's where he goes at the NFL Combine. Cole Wright is in for Dan. I'm Connor. We'll get to a couple of phone calls on the other side, but the Bears of the conversation. We'll get into the quarterback rumor mill that's churning around the NFL. It's 670 The Score.
Spring training is on, and the Score is headed back to Arizona for Score House 2. Next Monday through Friday, can these Score guys survive under one roof as they try to cover both the Cubs and Sox? Score House. Far too much testosterone in one place. Score House. Who will take a football in the face? Hear the drama unfold and watch it unfold live using the Radio.com app, plus incredible baseball guests live from Sloan Park and more on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brought to you in part by Team Hochberg. Visit 56David.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Connor McKnight here, and Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is offering all laser LASIK starting at just $495 per eye. The team and the facilities at Sharp Vision are the best in Chicago. It's why I chose them. That and the free no-obligation consultation. I'll tell you what, everybody has questions about LASIK, and Sharp Vision Modern LASIK understands that. So the consultation is built to get you the answers that you're looking for when it comes to LASIK. Nobody wishes that they'd waited longer for LASIK. I had the procedure a couple of months ago. I'm seeing 2015. I just wake up in the morning and I can see. I don't have to worry about contacts, the backup contacts, the glasses, losing any of those things, or making sure that I buy more. Instead, softball season just around the corner. I don't have to worry about any of that stuff. I just go out to the field and play. It's a brand new lifestyle for me. It can be for you too. And with Sharp Vision's price match guarantee, you'll understand why the team at Sharp Vision is overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
Hey. Paul, I am loving the all-new dual camera system with ultra-wide on iPhone 11.
You know what I love, Sprintern?
That you can get the amazing iPhone 11 for $0 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6S or newer?
In any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
So, switch today.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month after $29.17 a month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires unlock trade-in. 18-month lease. New line of service and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA NA.
Up in a minute on The Score, Steve Mariucci, the NFL Network, a special edition of the Bernstein and McKnight Show, coming up in just a minute.
It's a good time to be a doer, and it's a good time to join the Home Depot. Now hiring. No home improvement experience? No problem. They'll train you. Apply at homedepot.com/careers or text jobs to 52270. Message and data rates apply. The Home Depot is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse!
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's Bernstein and McKnight Show here on 670 The Score. I'm Connor. Dan is out. A huge thank you to everybody at Camp One Step. The charity, the poker tournament last night for charity was absolutely fantastic. It was a ton of fun. And believe it or not, Dan did a great job. It was a blast. The party
that's why Dan's out. He's playing cards last night, huh?
Yeah, he's out because he was into it last night. Okay. He was having his thing. Okay. But a special edition because Cole Wright is in. So we happen to be talking about the combine and quarterbacks out there. So Cole's like, hey, I could call Steve Mariucci and just see what he's up to this morning. We could talk football with him. So I figured, yeah, we should call Steve Mariucci and just talk football with him. Sure. So we head out to the phone line. And bring in on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, Steve Mariucci, the NFL Network. Good morning, Steve. Nice to hear from you.
Really good morning, because I'm in California right now, and so I get a text from Cole. It's like, hey, can you come on with us right now? I go, God dang, Cole, what time is it here? I don't even have my coffee yet. I'm in my bathroom. I got a FaceTime right now.
I didn't realize, Mooch, that was 7:45 on the West Coast. I didn't realize that's where you were at. I was thinking, okay, Mooch probably is in Indy. He's at the Combine. You know, he probably had, you know, some shrimp cocktail last night, and he's ready to talk a little football because I'm sure the day's getting underway. And I didn't realize that I was waking you from your beauty rest.
And I need as much beauty rest as I can, just like you, man. And I was in Indy there for a couple of days. And now I'm home, and you know what? I'm like an idiot. I recorded the whole darn thing, and I'm gonna watch everything that they say with Rich Eisen and DJ and everybody else. And you're seeing some staffs do that right now, keeping guys home watching it on television because you get a lot of information.
Now, Mooch, when you talk about information, we know you're a football junkie and you're going to watch everything and digest it, you and Rich and DJ, as you guys always do. But, you know, every year in and year out, you go to the combine in Indy, and there's just so much talent. There's so much to take away. Is there anyone that really specifically jumped off the page to you? I know we've been talking about quarterbacks and potential tight ends here in Chicago. Anyone that really stood out this season?
Yeah, well, you know, I think we all get fascinated with the quarterbacks because, let's face it, Cole, it's the most important position on the team. And excuse me, I've always said this. There are like 7.3 billion people in the world, right? Give or take.
Yep.
And there are only like 20 franchise quarterbacks walking the face of the earth. And so we're always looking for the next franchise quarterback. And there are some hopefuls. And there are some guys that'll give it a great shot, but that's a real tough one to find. And so we get fascinated with these quarterbacks, and this year's class is pretty darn good. It's a talented class, and it's a diverse class. There's a lot of different types of quarterbacks, and you know, starting with Joe Burrow, who didn't do anything really at the combine because. I guess everybody's assuming that he's going to be the first pick or second for sure. And then Tua, who's very fascinating. You know what I mean? Left-handed quarterbacks have played in the National Football League in the last 3 years.
Zero, Mooch.
Yeah.
Zero.
Like a big goose egg.
Remember, we sat around and talked about that.
I know, and it's crazy. And I coached two lefties. I had Steve Young. I don't know if you remember him. Are you old enough to remember Steve Young? And then another guy named Mark Brunell. I had him too. And they were great left-handed quarterbacks. And here, all of a sudden, we're going to get another one, thankfully. But Tua didn't do anything either because, in fact, I was supposed to have him on the whiteboard. I ended up with Jalen Hurts, who's a great kid, man. I love that guy. But Tua was on his way to come in too. And then all of a sudden, the medical people said, hey, wait a minute, we got to go back to the hospital and get some more testing done, some x-rays or MRIs or some darn thing, and you're going to be busy over at the hospital till 10 o'clock at night. It's like, so he had to cancel out. And Jake Fromm, same thing. That's one of the great things about the way the combine is structured. The medical is so important, and it's one-stop shopping. Every one of the 330-some guys gets a great physical, and they check every hangnail, and they make sure that they know what these kids are medically.
He's Steve Mariucci of the NFL Network here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Steve, I caught the whiteboard with Jalen Hurts. My jaw dropped. I mean, that kid was spectacular. That is solid television. What went into your preparation and making sure you were going to run him and the rest of the quarterbacks that you're going to have on the whiteboard through their paces? And in what way specifically did Hurts impress you with his knowledge?
Yeah, you know, they do a nice job with those. You know, they edit. We sit down for 20 minutes or half an hour, and they have to cut it down. You guys know how television is. They have to cut it down to 3.5 to 4 minutes. Mm. And so you really don't get a full taste of what went on there We had him describe in his plays when he went back into the SEC championship game when Tua got hurt. We talked about his dad. He was a darn ball boy. You know, Larry Fitzgerald was a ball boy. Remember over at the Minnesota Vikings growing up? Remember all that stuff? Well, Jalen Hurst was a ball boy too at 6 and 7 years old. And we talked all about that. And we talked about all the 5 different coordinators and play callers that he's had at Alabama and Oklahoma. And they have to edit a lot of that out. So I get a real good chance to get to know these kids and get a feel for these guys. And man, I became a fan of Jalen Hurts. You know, think about this. It just blows me away. He's the first freshman quarterback to start for Nick Saban, okay? And he's 13-1. Pretty good year. Then the next year, he's 13-1. Pretty good year. Oh, he threw one interception. He gets pulled at halftime of the national championship game because they're down 13-0, and Tua goes in and wins it. And you know what? The first touchdown pass Tua throws, who do you think's the first guy on the field to congratulate him? Jalen Hurts. I mean, it's amazing what kind of character this kid has. And he's a team guy, and he's a smart guy, and he's got a good personality, and he's confident. And you know what? He's not going to get drafted in the first round, second round. I think he's going to be one of those later quarterbacks. Not too late. But you know what? He's going to be a guy that's later on we're going to say, why did that guy slip to the second or third or fourth round? He's a starter in this league, and he's really, really good.
Yeah, Mooch, it's funny that a lot of people question his mettle and say, well, can he play quarterback in the National Football League? Maybe he's a guy who you make the change to wide receiver, which is absolutely preposterous. Isn't that outrageous? Because the fact that you make mention of that he was benched in the national championship game and then transfers to another school with a completely different head coach, a completely different offense, a completely different conference, a completely different brand, style and brand of football, and he's still able to succeed. And this guy was amongst the finalists.
Runner-up for the Heisman Trophy
exactly.
After changing like that.
Absolutely. So when you look at everything that this young man brings, and when you say he's going to slip, is this going to be a guy who slips like a Russell Wilson? And when he goes third round, and then people are saying, "Oh my goodness, we had him." Yeah. You know, say, look, well, you look at the Bears. The Bears are picking 43rd and 50th, and if they pass on a guy like him when they could take a flyer on him, I mean they went second with Mitchell Trubisky. So I mean there's been crazier picks before when you've seen a lack of production, not to mention somewhat a lack of talent. Mm. But I mean that's the question mark right now.
You know, that's a good analogy because he. You know, there are different styles. I mentioned that on the top of the show, different styles of quarterback. Jacob Eason is different than Jalen Hurts, and he's different than Tua. And, you know, and you got Justin Herbert, who's a big 6'6 guy, too, and all of that. They're just different styles. And so system fit is going to be important. And you mentioned Russell Wilson. This kid, Jalen Hurts, would be a great draft choice by the Seahawks to back up Russell Wilson because I believe a pitching staff has to be like kind. What does that mean? Well, if you have a big old drop back thrower as a starter, your backup better be a little bit like that so you can plug him into the same offense. Lamar Jackson's backup better be a little bit like Lamar so you can plug him in and you don't have to change your offense. That's why they don't have Joe Flacco anymore. So Jalen Hurts would be a great part of a pitching staff that does a lot of athletic type things on your offense, whether it's backing up a Cam Newton or Russell Wilson or Lamar Jackson. And, you know, he got better as a passer too over the years. You know, he was always a great runner and you know, we know that, but he became a better and better and more efficient passer as time goes on. Yeah. He's going to be a great get for somebody.
He's Steve Mariucci, the NFL Network. Steve, if that's the case, if pitching staffs have to be of like kind, and I love the analogy, What would be the best next set of moves for the Bears to create a like-kind pitching staff? Let's say they're committed to Mitch. There's another move to make for a veteran and perhaps a draft pick to make. How would you make that pitching staff, so to speak, like-kind for the Bears in 2020?
Well, if you're gonna go with a veteran guy behind, you know, Mitch, and they have one right now, but you got to have a guy that is good about being that player coach kind of guy, somebody that can help and Mitch is still a young quarterback and Mitch is an athletic guy. And he only had really 1 year of playing experience in college before he was drafted second overall. Yeah. So I had Mitch on the whiteboard too a few years ago, and I really liked him. I thought he did a good job, smart enough, good personality, the whole thing. So I haven't given up on Mitchell Trubisky. I think he's got a chance to be a good one. But you know, they got to make a decision and go for it, and surround them and play ball, throw the ball downfield. But you know, if they have a veteran behind him, it's got to be a little bit like that Kurt Warner thing. You know, Kurt Warner, you know, he wins the Super Bowl for the Rams, but some of his other jobs when he was in New York, he was the mentor for Eli Manning. I mean, he played before Eli got ready, and then he was the mentor of Matt Leinart over there in Arizona. Remember that? They were sharing the load for a while, but he has to be good enough to accept his role and help Mitch along and play if need be, but not upset the apple cart. Be a help, not a hindrance.
Mooch, you said you had Jalen Hurts on the whiteboard. You said you had Mitchell Trubisky a few years back. If you were the Bears picking 43, why would you take Jalen Hurts if he's still hanging around?
Ooh. Well, if that's what they chose to do, he would be a guy that would come in and compete, but he wouldn't be a guy that come in and rock the boat. I mean, he's not going to be a locker room lawyer and say, hey, I need to start here because he has won many games and this and that. That's not Jalen's deal. He would just wait his turn, do whatever he can. He's such a team guy, such a team guy. He was so happy to win a national championship, even though he wasn't the quarterback in that last game when they won it. You know, he's just he just respects the game. He's such a great teammate. And, you know, he might be a good fit. I'm not – that would be an interesting pick, though, Cole.
Steve, appreciate you waking up early and joining us here for a little football chatter. Go back to bed or get your coffee. It's your pick.
There you go, Mooch.
I got the coffee right here, and I can't wait. I'm going to watch some of that thing. I watched some of that show last night. I taped like 6 hours of it, right? And I didn't quite finish it, so I can't wait to finish these receivers and quarterbacks. How do you like this new format at primetime television at night?
I'm catching up. I'm same as you. I got to catch up the next day, Steve. That's kind of how the gig works, I guess.
DVR, Mooch.
It works like that. Yeah, everything's prime time with the National Football League, man. The draft, everything.
Appreciate you coming on.
All right, guys. Have fun. Stay warm.
Later, man.
Steve Mariucci of the NFL Network. Cole Wright in for Dan. And I guess when you got the phone book that you got, when you're Cole Wright, you just, hey, Steve, you want to come on, talk a little football? Yeah, sure. No problem.
I guess. I mean, I worked with him for a few years. I think most people, if I were to reach out to him right now, they'd be like, who? New phone. Who's this?
What?
Yeah, who? Cole who?
Who's this number? Yeah. Cole Wright of the Marquee Network. He's in for Dan Bernstein. I'm Connor McKnight. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Segment brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing. Schedule your free consultation today. Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout is going to join us on the other side of a quick break. We'll talk more Combine next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
New spring styles are here at Old Navy. Get there today for up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans for the family. Tops start at just $8. That's right, just $8. Hurry in for up to 50% off the looks you want now, like fresh new denim in the season's best colors. Get up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans, plus save even more when you redeem your super cash now through Sunday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 2/22 to 3/1, select styles only.
I am loving the all-new dual camera system with ultra-wide on iPhone 11.
You know what I love, Sprintern?
That you can get the amazing iPhone 11 for $0 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6S or newer?
In any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
So, switch today.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month after $29.17 a month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires unlocked trade-in. 18-month lease. New line of service and approved credit. If canceled early, remain amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart?
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
It's a good time to be a doer, and it's a good time to join the Home Depot. Now hiring. No home improvement experience? No problem. They'll train you. Apply at homedepot.com/careers or text jobs to 52270. Message and data rates apply. The Home Depot is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart?
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home